because those launching games, you know, we consider them the games. So
right.
I mean, that's how we play them. So we're 34 games, and we can still add some games. So
but they are exhibition, correct?
Well, we don't consider them exhibition. No, I wouldn't use that word with those games.
As far as the NCAA, though, do they look at those as games that factor into
the one would be not count, but the second one, it doesn't count towards any NCAA statistics, but it's a game. It counts as one of our games as in our total. So if we played, let's say, Division III team right at this point, it would count as a game.
Okay.
Just like, you know, so. It does actually count as a game.
Okay.
And so we were up to 34 games. We've got the 28-league game schedule. We play at Michigan State for two games, and we play the GLI for two games, and we have Laurentian for two games. So we have some room under NCAA guidelines. You can only play 34 games. But because we go to Alaska, we have two more. And actually, we could have one more because one of the Canadian games is an exemption. So we've been talking to some teams, actually, and I just got a call since – we've been sitting here from a coach, and we've been talking actually with four teams about playing games. So, but everybody wants home games.
Right.
And one of the reasons we haven't scheduled anymore is we got to watch our travel schedule. We travel more than anybody, more than any team in college hockey, as far as the length and duration and number of days gone than anybody in college hockey. So we tried that a couple of years ago when we went to Notre Dame, when we went to Duluth, we went to Michigan, and, you know, that's tough. So, we're very protective, I would say, of our schedule at this point. You know, we want to make sure we can get teams up here. And last year we had Michigan and Duluth. And the way the scheduling works is obviously they'll come here and then you got to go back there.
Right.
So you're not going to get as many home games, maybe, or marquee games as you had one year versus the next. But having said that, going forward, Duluth and myself and Scott Sandlin, we've talked and we're all set. And it looks like we're going to have a number of games with them. Wisconsin, we've already got contract. We've got games actually coming back here to Houghton with them. So, and their program will make some strides forward too. So we've been talking to Michigan about more games, University of Michigan. So there's a number of teams at North Dakota, reached out to us. They want to get back in the mix and play games. So there's a number of teams going forward that we'll have on our schedule. It's just one of these years I wanted to make sure with the changes we had to, get ourselves at home and protect it. So the Laurentian games, getting back to those. So I want Mason Blacklock and Dane Burks and, whether it's a Devin Carroll, Matt Winches, maybe to play another goalie, just to get them in games that, maybe won't be as critical to your league schedule and also your NCAA pairwise going forward. So we're trying to mold this team. So the end of the year, we have a good team and ready to go, hopefully, in the NCAA playoffs. First, our league playoffs, and then the NCAA tournament, if we can.
With the Wisconsin thing, was that ever going to be this year, Coach? Was there talk about that? Or that was always going to be
No. That was down the road, yeah.
Okay.
That was down the road, just based on their scheduling. And what happened is they had a couple quirks in their schedule, but, teams sometimes back out and whatnot. But we had done that for the future. They wanted to do it earlier, but they wanted us to go back to their place. And I wasn't ready to go on the road this year,
right,
because of our schedule and just, where we have to play. And like I said, we have to go to Alaska again. It's a long trip. We have to go to Huntsville again, which is a long trip. So I'm really watching how much we travel and how much wear and tear we put on our players.
Are we more attractive now, though, Coach,
yes,
for better schools to come up here? Even if we have to pay them to come up here and not do the return trip, are we to that point yet, like with Notre Dame and that
yes.
kind of thing?
Yes, yeah. We're, like I said, North Dakota reach out to us.
Yeah.
Wisconsin wants to play us. Michigan wants to play us again. So absolutely, where in the past it was really difficult to get games. I mean, I think if you look at the history of our non-scheduling, there's a lot of Northern Michigan, a lot of Lake Superior on there. But we want to try and play the best schedule we can. And, I know this year is going to be a good schedule. We got Minnesota State coming in here. They're going to be good. We're going to Michigan State this year. We got the GLI. So like I said, you got to watch how many games you're playing on the road, because it's a lot more difficult to play on the road. And sometimes you have to give up, you have to play road games to get games back here. And
right.
I'm just really trying to watch the schedule so that we give our players every opportunity to have a successful year.
Okay, very good. All right.
And it's a great schedule. It's a really good schedule. So, and the price, $199 for a season ticket, which is incredible. So,
and it's only for this month, so make sure you don't miss out on that 25% off deal.
Well, it's great. And, I saw some people up there the other day buying their tickets, and they're all excited. So we're anxious to get going, but it's a great price, and we'll have a couple more events to help promote that. But you know, after this year, you know, I think tickets are going to go fast. Seats are going to go fast. So try and get them early if you can.
Sounds good. Questions coming up right after this.
Experience matters. When you board an airplane, do you want a pilot with experience and control? When you have foot and ankle pain, experience matters. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center is a board-certified foot specialist with over 28 years of experience. If your feet hurt, don't get the runaround. The answer to your foot pain begins with you. Call 482-9950. Or click northernfootcare.com. Dr. Reminga's experience makes your experience better.
The nationwide shipping schedule is now online at Pasty Central. What better way to delight your favorite displaced Uper than a delicious Pasty Central pasty, bringing a taste of the UP to all 50 states since 1996. Baked with loving care in Calumet, guaranteed delivery by FedEx ensures fresh arrival of your package from home. Stop by Pasty Central soon to order. On the web at pasty.com.
Michigan Tech getting it across the line. Here comes L'Esperance. Backhander to score! Tickets are on sale for the Michigan Tech hockey season. Purchase your season tickets before June 1st for a discounted price of $199, a savings of 25% off the regular price. Last winter, Michigan Tech had one of their best seasons on record with a nation-leading 29 wins, first playoff series in 22 years, and first NCAA tournament berth in 34 years. Get your season tickets now by calling 906-487-2073 or visiting buyhuskiestickets.com.
Some say that you've got to be a little crazy to live up here. We make bold choices, set bold expectations, and do bold things. Gogivic Community College is all about bold. It's a place where education goes beyond the classroom, beyond the book. A place where those bold dreams we set for ourselves can become a reality. Gogivic is now accepting students for the upcoming term at our two campuses in Ironwood and Houghton. Just visit gogivic.edu or call 906-307-1207 to get started. Gogivic Community College. Go bold.
Goodwin Motors on US 41 south of Michigan Tech has been providing pre-owned vehicles and vehicle service to Copper Country residents for over 50 years. If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle or looking for that special model, stop at Goodwin Motors on US 41 south of Michigan Tech and see Dave.
The Home Depot has a winner for Mother's Day. Actually, two. Your choice of a classic 7.5-inch square planter or a 10-inch hanging basket of colorful annuals, special buys at just $7.88. So let's give mom the credit and the flowers she deserves, not just for a day, but all season long. Let's do this. Classic square planters or 10-inch hanging baskets, just $7.88 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection may vary by store, U.S. only.
It all started with an ice axe, an Austrian Akedem Pekel, to be precise. Just the thing Mary and Lloyd Anderson needed to summit Mount Rainier back in 1938. And what brought their group of friends together to form a co-op called REI. 77 years later, we're still a co-op, and we still search for the best deals on the best outdoor gear around. The REI anniversary sale celebrates our history, and with up to 30% off May 15th through the 25th, you'll find just what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
When someone asks a question, how are you doing? Did you ever listen to or think about the answers that are given? Oh, 50-50. I hate life. Things could be a lot better. Not good. These aren't just random answers. They're an admission that something's wrong. A marriage or relationship problem, addiction, depression, an eating disorder, grief. Or what about when you answer, great or wonderful, when inside you're hurting and hiding? Listen to what you're saying. You don't have to be stuck where you are. Experienced help is available. Call Kathy Salmi at Christian Counseling in Hancock. 482-2231. Many insurances are accepted.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We are running out of time, so let's get to the questions for Coach Pearson. And next year being the 95th season of Michigan Tech hockey, anything special as far as special guests at games or gatherings this person is asking, Coach?
Well, not at this point. I mean, we talked about putting a patch on the jersey or just doing some small things. But at this point, we're waiting for that 100th year of Michigan Tech hockey. So there's already been talk about that and what's going to happen that year. So, but no, I don't think we'll do anything. If it'll just be some small things for this year, but not a lot of discussion on it.
While this person is asking regarding new players coming in, while many teams are quick to announce their recruits, we have heard nothing from Tech, which also may make a lot of sense, but can you give us a hint as to what we might expect? And you did a little bit already. But.
Well, yeah, we're bringing, you know, we're bringing 2 to 4. A lot depends on how their year's end up when their junior league you know, where they're playing right now. But a lot of the reason we're not quick to